Hello, dear friends. We're starting our Sunday webinar as usual. We have Dr. Michael Lightman in the studio, so we've come back to the format of webinar, and we have a bit less people than usual. All in all, our Congress seems to be affecting. We have all our friends, Boris Bilotsirkovsky, Alexander Kozlov. Our topic is, of course, the work after the Congress, the World Kabbalistic Congress 2020. We want to congratulate everyone. I have a question for you. How do you feel about it? We have 5,000 people. Actually, to be honest, I've just started to feel the results. I woke up this morning. I didn't sleep for 2 days, probably, after the Congress. And then I felt today, around 2 in the morning, I felt that I can't. When was it? When did it last happen that I couldn't wake up for the lesson? Never really. And suddenly, I was just lying down and I couldn't get up. But anyway, I couldn't sleep for 3 hours. But I had to miss the lesson, and it was because of these days of the Congress. Of course, how else can it be? Does he take away your powers, or does he give you force? Well, he gives you force when you need it, but then he takes it away. Otherwise, it's impossible. This is not from some higher source. It goes like this. It doesn't come for free. And how did the feeling of the Congress affect you? The Congress will be felt for a while. We can't appreciate it for real. For what it really is, what happened, this powerful unity between people, between groups, between continents, we can even say, at a special time when the world is in such a panic state, what will happen with us? With this virus and with other things, everything is so intertwined. I think that this time is great, and we live at a very special time. For the first time in history of our world and humanity, humans, everything that's happening, we are now entering this new state. We're entering the upper world in feeling, in understanding of the upper world, recognition of the upper world. This never happened before. It was in a small group of people, as we say, when they exited Egypt and so on. The thing that has to happen now, starting from zero, in the general world with all the nations, after the breaking, the interconnection of everyone, we've come to a very special state, and I'm very happy about this. I don't know how to say. You don't imagine how big you are, how special you are, and you're so fortunate. Because from billions of people, we have a group, a hand-picked group of several thousand people. Of course, this is very special. I have a personal question. You wanted to have so many workshops. You wanted us to go through this process of having workshops all the time. Why did you do this? Well, we've been doing workshops since for about 10 years now. It was at the Vilnius Convention in 2012 when you were working with Ulyanov. Yes, so We found this method, this very good method. On the one hand, we hold the 10 in this discussion. The second thing is that we find good excerpts according to the topic of the lesson, and from all sides, there are good elements in this, that any topic you can imagine, we can choose it and work on it all together, and everyone can talk about it and unite, connect to solve some problems and so on. So at the end of the day, people cannot sleep in the lesson, even though I see that sometimes they're bowing their head and so on, but actually they're participating. And we can do this with the topics we choose and with the people that participate with us every day. They have a very clear understanding of where they are, of what to do, what happens in the group, how does it have to unite. It's all, this form is given to us, which in our world, in our corporeal world, it works. It's a very, very good approach to grasp the spiritual plane. So, friends, please prepare to ask questions in live. We have friends here in the hall. If you have questions, you can ask them live. We'll connect you. So some friends are on the way. The whole Almaty group is on the way. Friends from Kiev. And today is the main day when the friends are leaving. And we have this new period after the Congress, the time of overcoming, the time of true work. Yes, of course, there will be dissents. Because descent is not really a descent. How do I put it? It's a special state of the soul and the body when it grinds, digests, absorbs everything that it received. Everything it experienced. We experienced a lot. We have a lot of impressions. We couldn't even digest them at the time. We were just breathing it in with an open mouth. And now these feelings, these impressions are stored in our soul, in us, and they are being archived, so to speak. And thanks to this material that we are absorbing in us, we are rising to the next degree. All our previous knowledge receive an ascent. And we have questions online about the workshop. Let's ask them, yes. One is quite sharp, and another interesting question. Irina from Irkutsk is asking, how do we get the force of connection in the workshop? Did the Kabbalists of previous ages use the workshop? The Kabbalists of the past did have tents, but they didn't have... it wasn't the same situation as with us. It was like the group of Ari, for example. 5-6 people, they just sat and learned together, studied together. And other groups like Ramchal. But they weren't so actively working on connection between them. of going so deep inside them, because our times are different. It's not just in terms of Kabbalah. All of us, you and I, what's happening to us? We are being forced to unite across continents. We are being forced to organize these conventions, these meetings that nobody ever imagined that they would need such a thing. Can you imagine 80 countries? Our friends come from 80 countries. 5,000 people gather in one place. I don't even know how to say. Translation to 30, 40 languages. It's something that's confusing. It doesn't exist in nature. I've been to many worldwide congresses in Europe, in America, in North America, in South America. Different events, and not our conventions. There wasn't such a thing there. Usually it's all in English, no other languages. Nobody thinks about translation. If you want to be understood, you have to come with your own translator, interpreter. Of course, there is no translation, any automated system like we have. There are no kinds of live feeds from 30 countries, say, and they get an answer straight away live. This just doesn't happen. We just have to understand the volume of information that we work with. I'm not just talking about the Congress itself, but everything around the Congress, its servicing and the catering. Everything, absolutely everything. It's not, let's say, some first-class hotels and so on, but according to what we can afford, and we don't need anything else. We don't need anything more than this. I think that this is our form that we work in. Людмила adds to this different time. We didn't have workshops, and now, how can there be a different time according to a timeless method? No, but the method changes. The kli changes. This huge sphere that we need to correct, which is called the soul of Adam, it constantly changes. We constantly correct it. We go deeper into its inner, more egotistical layers, and we see in our world how the ego is revealed more and more, more aggressive, more obvious. And so does the method of attracting the upper light change with that as well? We attract the light, and this stronger light reveals deeper layers of the ego. We try to correct it, we try to connect between us above it. And then we increase this illumination of the light, and it's like a catch-22. It just goes round. It's like a vicious cycle. And we have a question. If I'm not interested to hear what the other participants say in the workshop, if they're talking some gibberish, I want to listen to people like me. Maybe he wasn't at the Congress. This is my assumption. Yes, I understand him, and he's right. In terms of the wisdom of Kabbalah, he needs to listen to me, at least, to take books written by great Kabbalists and just study them from beginning to end. And then if he has good properties, he'll feel he'll feel what's happening in the book, but then that won't make him a Kabbalist, because he won't have a place, so to speak, a kli, a vessel where he'll be able to feel the upper world. The upper world is felt in the connection between even simple beginner Kabbalists who try to be in connection between them. Not so much that they can be in connection, but they try to achieve this connection, this yearning, or ishtukakut in Hebrew, as we say in Kabbalah. So it's not about knowledge, and actually Kabbalah doesn't penetrate a person through knowledge, through the mind, only through his feelings, through his yearning. The Kabbalah itself, this data, this information is revealed between people when we yearn towards each other and we create this field of mutual attraction, then between us we start to reveal the Creator, the light of Naran Chai. This is how it's done. So if you are interested in attainment of the upper world, then you need to be in contact with Kabbalists. And if you just want knowledge, the names of all these forces in Kabbalah and the actions, then you have to learn from the book and not more. Question. Yuri from Moscow is asking, if the state of a spiritual ascent is felt spiritually and that nothing disappears in the spiritual, so I can always connect to the state, I can receive force from these states, maybe not such elevated states, but can I face the previous state? Actually, we don't do that. We don't look at the states we've been through. There is no past. We only go towards the next stage. We just want everything to direct us forwards. You shouldn't regret the past or come back to the past, and even if it feels like the state that you have now is worse than what you had before, actually it's a new state. Every day we get new reshimot, new information, a new broken kli, and we have to mend it, we have to correct it and go to a higher stage. And I have an excerpt here. Can I read from the article? The whole Torah is one holy name. All the work is in advancement of the work of the Creator. As all the coins are gathered into one big fortune, all the efforts, all the overcomings bring us from the quality of reception to the quality of bestowal. Can we relate to this in some way, these states that we feel after the Congress? Yes, of course. We connect between us. And we get a certain vessel, for example, this pot. This is our kli, this is our unity. And let's say I'm here, you're here, and all our friends, and the men and the women, doesn't matter who. Each one rises to this vessel. Everyone wants to enter it, and it doesn't matter where we are. And through this vessel, through this general vessel, we start to connect all together and with all the previous Kabbalists that fill up this volume, this space. They fill up the space, and we, by rising to this place, we include ourselves in this place. It's a bit hard to depict it graphically, but actually it's like this. And all the people that are in the Congress, we attain the state of BB. When we include ourselves in the general soul of Adam. And this is what's meant by all the overcomings gather into one big sum. Yes, and Adam is what the Kabbalists before us made. And we include ourselves, connect to the state. And each one achieved this, and they came back to their circle, small circle. Included ourselves in the state at the Congress, but we didn't come back. It's not that we fell to his own, each one fell into his own world. This general state exists, but it disappears from view so that we would awaken it again and again. And coin after coin, we would collect this into one big kli. So what Rabash calls an overcoming, it's an addition to my work that in order to feel this general state of connection, of unity. Yes. So Oleg from Tumen is asking, how do we unite exactly? We unite by wanting to be above our egotistical desires, in a common yearning in the ten. The ten is something, it doesn't have a size. It's you can take a million people and call it a ten, and you can take two or three people and call it a ten. When people unite between them above their ego, this is called a ten. Yes. And here we have Rabash writes in the 24th article. What does he say? You have to always guard the state of day when you feel the state of day and the state of night. You have to awaken the hearts of the friends, and thanks to this, you will merit to awaken the love of the Creator upon us. Very short and to the point, and very clear. Yeah, very clear. It's like hitting a nail. Yeah. It doesn't matter whether you feel day or night, good or bad, clear or not clear, you understand or you don't understand, you have confusing thoughts and feelings. If you always think not about yourself, but about awakening the hearts of the friends, then you're definitely walking in the right way. It doesn't matter what's inside you. Some hazy feeling. You don't understand. Or you do understand and you want to find out more and more and more. No. The connection with the friends is the main thing, because together with them you'll start to feel the Creator in connection with them. Hang on, we have Almata. Almata, please.
Hello.
Hello. Can you hear me? Hello, dear Rav, the World Kli. I have a question. I study on the second semester of campus. I have a strong deficiency to go to the morning lesson, but in the group we have a rule here that until you've passed all the semesters of the campus, you can't join the morning lessons. If the times are changing, then maybe we have to find a different approach. And if I take part in the morning lessons with an experienced group, then in this way I will learn I will learn more about unity, and I can pass this on to my younger group, and I want to take part in the Mirror Congress, but also I'm not allowed, and I wasn't invited, and even though I watched the whole Congress by myself, and I joined different groups. So I have a question. Can I join the morning lessons in the Almaty group? Because apart from you, no one can make this decision. All I can say is one thing, that apart from me, this question can be solved by anyone, but not me. I don't have anything to do with this. I have 1,000 people asking me all the time, that ask me where to learn, how to learn, a bigger group, a smaller group, what should I do, this or that. I can't give any advice to anyone. I don't have the right to do this, to meddle in the study process and the groups themselves. I can't do this. You have only them. You can only talk to them. And you say, I would like to, and why can't I do this? The group management decides. If they decided in this way, I can't pressure them. I can't. I can advise, and they hear what we are talking about right now. Maybe they should be more sensitive to the request from students. But in general, if you don't have systematic knowledge in the first place, this can stop you. This can impede your progress. So I can't say you're right, definitely. Of course, you have a yearning to move forward, and it's good. Anyway, you watch the Congress, and the next Congress you'll be with us. And then maybe we'll, between these Congresses throughout this year, we'll come to Almaty. We also have Nur-Sultan. If we have Almaty, then we have Nur-Sultan also in Kazakhstan. Hello. Can you hear me? Yeah. Hello. Hello, can you hear me? Yes, please. Yes. I'd like to ask a question. Maybe it's not on this topic, but should I live in a rush? Or should I try to save time? Of course, you have to try to save time, to use it efficiently. We have to act in a way that the Kabbalists advise us, what to spend time on and what not to spend time on. You shouldn't be in a rush, but you have to expend your time in a rational, efficient way. You have to read the books and see what they say about this topic. Azerbaijan. First of all, I'd like to thank all the organizers of our Congress for this huge holiday of the soul. Thank you, everyone. Same to you. I have a question about inner work in the ten. Chaim Vital wrote that in order to ascend in the spiritual worlds where you feel the reality of the Creator, you have to take away the thoughts and the imagination that you have from our animal nature. Then how do we participate in the workshop in the right way when you're in an ascent? During an ascent, there's nothing to workshop about, and the same is the same in a descent. You have to be at all times united with your ten, and that's it. There is nothing else you need to do. Just be in the ten as much as you can, and then everything will turn out the way it should. Our method is very simple. You have to reveal yourself Feel yourself in connection with the ten, and there you'll reveal the field between you and the others, and it will turn into the feeling of the upper world, and there you'll reveal the Creator. This is how it will happen. You, the group, this field, and the Creator. Moving on, a question from Tatiana Astashkina. Is there an opportunity, is there an option to deviate from the path when you study Kabbalah? You can deviate from the path if you stop listening to the teacher, or you start thinking that you know better than him. But there is no way to know it better than him, because he's been through this. This doesn't depend on the mind. There were cases when the student was more subtle, more sensitive, and with a sharper mind than the teacher. But the teacher has experience, and this is the main thing. So in Kabbalah, it's better to have experience. Question: why should I spend time on things that don't attract the light? How to understand what gives a stronger force of awakening? So there was a question about the workshops where you're not studying in a direct way. What do you want to say? That studying in a different way gives a higher illumination? Another question from, maybe this will help us. Bala Sulam writes in the a preface to the Talmud de Sefirot that only through the sources we can attract the light. So if we're not doing it, if we're doing a workshop, how are we doing this? But we are always reading the sources. We're always reading the articles of Rav Ashi and Bala Sulam when we do a workshop. Or we are reading Ari. So this is wrong. The only thing is that we take certain excerpts, the most vivid ones, so that they would awaken us, give us a feeling of contradiction, so that we would be able to study the questions that we are studying. And in such a way, no, we're not studying nothing else other than the sources, and we are clarifying together what's written in them. We put them through ourselves. There are a lot of inner actions we can perform here. I don't understand these complaints, but it's good that we have them, these complaints. So maybe this is something to clarify. That we have John Licon is asking, what makes a person a Kabbalist if the study doesn't help? This doesn't make him a Kabbalist, just a study. A Kabbalist has to feel the spiritual world, so connection between us, and feel the Creator in this connection between us. I have to rise to the level where I feel the ten. And in the ten, I rise to the level where I feel the Creator, the Source. This is the attainment of the upper world. Me, the Creator, me, the Ten, and the Creator. So all the Tens in the workshop, we read a short excerpt, and we are clarifying something, we're talking about something, our inner states, the effort that we have to make. Where is the element of advancement here? What is our personal work we have to do in order to feel this in the best possible way after we feel an excerpt, after we read an excerpt, rather? I can feel the influence of the upper light according to the degree of my yearning towards this light. It's a tool of connection between everyone into one. The friends and me, all of us try to find this general force of bestowal between us. We prepare this network, to a state when it will be able to receive the Creator, perceive the Creator, the source of this connection. This is the way it works. Maybe can we emphasize some elements of this work? Is maybe annulment, mutual inclusion. So we have beginners here, so they don't feel this. So it seems to them that if we're reading, we're working, and if we're discussing something, then we're not working. How can we emphasize these elements of the work so that everyone could feel that we're doing? It's so obvious to me. It's even hard to speak about it. Let's look at it in the following way. We start our work from... This is where it all begins. We have one soul in the beginning. An interconnected system of desires. Each of these desires only exists in a way that complements others. Let's imagine like a sphere, like a geometrical form of unity, and all the desires, all the qualities are intertwined, interconnected. And then this construction broke up into many pieces, 600,000 pieces, we say, and then more personal souls. Our goal is to reconnect them together when we act in contrary to our ego. The power of this connection is revealed many times more, stronger, more vivid than before. So what we felt in the beginning, what we felt between us, was a very small illumination, the light of Nefesh. Now, if we gather the connection between us with our efforts, we'll receive the light of Naranchai de Naranchai, so the highest light of Yechida, the light of unity, from the word Yechida. And in such a way, we'll feel the creature from minus to plus infinity, in all its depth, in all its forms, in absolute attainment of each and everyone. And this is our work. In order to do this, we can't study each one from his book. We have to connect it between us. All the Kabbalists write about this from the first Kabbalist. Let's say from Abraham, even though he wasn't the first. Actually, since the revelation of the wisdom of Kabbalah almost 6,000 years ago, from this first revelation, Abraham actually appeared 3,000 years after this wisdom was revealed to humanity, and then he revealed it in his way as a tool of uniting humanity, and then another 1,000 years, then another 1,500 years, and there was Rabbi Akiva, and then another 1,500 years to Ari, and then in another 500 years we had Baal Salam. So, and today we have what we have. In every historical phase, we have an updated version of the method. And so we have to understand what we do in the workshop. This is not simple. We don't just follow the method, just turning the pages and following the instructions, as it happens in many jobs. In all kinds of work. I worked in aviation for several years, preparing planes for departure, for takeoff. There are so many instructions, and you just need to follow the instructions. Press this, follow this arrow, and so on. Everything just happens according to the instructions. And here, No, it doesn't work in the same way. You have to feel it on yourself and feel new forms, new qualities. This is something else altogether. And we have to do this only in the group. Each time we prepare ourselves for the next flight. Ростов.
Ну вот как раз про это, наверное.
Actually, on this, the question about this, how to check the sensitivity between the friends in the ten. Sensitivity in the ten can be raised through the correct relationships between the friends. Through correct relationships between the friends. When you're together with them in many different relationships, when you try to bring these states, all these states, to a complete mutual unity, rising above your ego, trying to always be in an embrace with them, when you help them despite all the problems, and the problems are very interesting and constant and very vicious. From these opposite states of mutual distance and so on, and on the other hand attraction and love, between these two states you'll build all kinds of bridges between you, and you'll slowly create a network between you, and this network of connections will organize the spiritual vessel where you will reveal the Creator eventually. Sofia, in Bulgaria.
Не слышно, да?
Любомир, не слышно?
Любомир!
Любомир, we can't hear you.
Сейчас слышно?
Да.
Now can you hear me? Yep.
Слышно?
Yep.
Слышно меня?
Can you hear me? Yes, we hear you, Lyubomir. How do we know where we are, whether we are on the path of acceleration, ahishena? We can understand this from the processes that we go through inside of ourselves, how everything changes in us. We can understand this on the one hand. On the other hand, we can see this in the world, that the world goes through accelerated states. It goes from one extreme to another in different ways. The generations change very, very quickly. The new generation these days, 7-8 years, a completely new generation appears in our world, and so on. So the world is speeding up. It's accelerating. We understand more about it. We are in more stronger connection, communication. Communication is unbelievable these days between people, and it will be more and more until we feel each other. We'll stop using phones eventually. We'll have a general feeling. We don't even notice how this mechanical connection will be felt like a feeling, a connection in the feeling. I will feel and understand people that maybe on the opposite side of the earth. This will slowly transition from these technological tools to feeling. There's a question in YouTube here, very good question. Well, Grace Lake, is the joy that comes from serving others the light that you're talking about, or is this something else? Yes, this is the same light, but it's not the same the light that we feel now. When we can serve the others, when we can give others, give to others, to reveal ourselves to others, to influence them, when in this way the light goes through us. It's not the same as when you feel joy and support. This is much, much higher. This is the revelation of the Creator who, through you, influences the rest. Another great question from Khabarovsk. Sergei is asking, the essence of the wisdom of Kabbalah is unity of thoughts and intentions and the souls. What is the best tool that gives us this spiritual glue that unites us? They are united when we want to be together in the ten to such a strong degree that we feel a common yearning, we feel common thoughts. It's a revelation of a completely new feeling of mutuality that never happened before in his life. And it's also not spiritual, but all in all, it's a revelation of some single field, and we call it the blessed field, the field blessed by the Creator, and we continue until we start in thoughts and feelings, in our intention, we start to feel that we want to help each other, to be revealed in each other, and then the more we tune this network of connections between us, we'll feel that it exists, we feel that we catched a certain a certain fish in this network. I wouldn't even say a fish, I'd say like a dolphin, who is there in this network, in this web, and this is the Creator. We feel this essence. A question about connection between the friends. Is it necessary for the friends to feel the same way as I do? No, not necessarily. You can be on completely different degrees in the group, and this doesn't mean anything. Don't try to fit yourself to a certain standard. Each one has his own opportunity to influence the others in a positive way, to unite them, to raise man to the Creator. This is the main thing. This is how we advance. We shouldn't compare who's higher, who's lower. When we gather all together, when we feel a little bit more that we're in one system, in the ten, we'll have a general revelation of the Creator, general light, a general connection, a combination of the forces, even though each one has a different sensitivity to feelings, and someone else has some other knowledge, some mind, understanding of maths. When we compare our thoughts and our feelings, all the differences will be cancelled in the ten, and one Creator is revealed to all of us. Mark VG, please. Hello. The question is, how prepared are we to apply the principle of love your friend as yourself in the external world? And how do we know when time has come for us to do it? Today, we can't do this in the external world. People will think we're silly. And this will only harm our dissemination. We have to we have to definitely take part in dissemination as much as possible, as wide as possible, as intense as possible, write all kinds of articles, maybe short memos, but not try to, even though we're talking about this between us, to try to bring other people closer to us just on this basis. They will think that they'll think we're naive, yeah, idealists, yeah, and so on. So this can do a lot of damage. They'll understand that we're right, but this will push them away. There's no need to do this, to act in this way. What else do you suggest? Краснодар?
Краснодар.
Краснодар.
Здравствуйте, Рав.
Hello, Rav. I have a question about sensitivity and interaction between the friends in the group. From Mac Online, when the Russian-speaking campus, maybe I didn't understand it in the right way, about when we were explained about the culture of interaction in the group, I thought that everything relating to material issues, we have to be further away from each other, that this can harm our spiritual advancement, so to speak. At this convention, we had such a connection, more kind of empathy towards each other. Maybe I have a headache and a friend is looking for a pill, takes out a pill from his pocket and he gives it to me, and this feels like a stronger connection. But at the next meeting, I feel shame, I feel like I owe him something, and I feel uncomfortable the next time I see him. So how should we act in this way towards each other? And how does this affect our spiritual advancement? You have to attain such a state when you won't feel uncomfortable before each other, when this brings you closer without any calculations. I gave the friend an opportunity to help him, to help me, and I'm happy. And I'm happy that I have friends that helped me and they felt that I need help. There is no giver and receiver here. Each one gives and receives. So we have to try to do this, to see this in this way. The general network of connections, there is no state where I receive and you give, or I give and you receive. The bestowal and reception are equivalent. They're equal. If I give to someone, I don't give to him, I receive. He gives me opportunity to give to him. So you give him a pill, but actually you're receiving from him. So here, you probably felt it to an extent in relationships, in our relationships at the Congress. I don't feel that I receive or I give. This is just an action of mutual connection between us. And who puts out a hand to the friend, and whose hand is full and whose hand is empty, it doesn't matter. In the integral connection between us, the actions of reception or bestowal, it doesn't really matter where they are. It's just a tool for our connection. All these threads connecting us in this network, they all become equal, and the quality of the Creator is revealed in them. Let's ask Sochi. I wanted to come back to the workshops. If this is some kind of new thing of our time, maybe, as you said, maybe we phones will be irrelevant. But at the Congress, actually, I felt that something is revealed in the workshops when friends connect at maybe in the desert or at the big Congress. We know something will happen, but we never know when it will be. Can we say that this is actually more important than reading the sources? Many friends that have been studying for a while, and they come to the workshops, and they don't feel this approach. They leave the room, or they maybe give a one-word answer, and you feel that you can't get this connection from him, or if he just says yes, no. How do we raise this importance? Maybe you can comment on this. Is this, can we say that it's more important than the sources we read? It seems like we have to work through this level of workshop where we can say we shouldn't do workshops anymore maybe at some point. Actually, I don't know. In our times, I don't know what to replace the workshop with. When you're sitting with the 10, you talk to each other. You're discussing a paragraph from a great Kabbalist. You talk to each other and you exchange opinions. You have to unite between yourselves and so on. How can you replace this this discussion? What can you replace it with? I don't have another method. Maybe there will be another effective method of bringing us closer. In the 10, between you, when you are discussing what the Kabbalists talk about, when you connect between you, each one speaks in turn and all together, but for now, that doesn't happen. How can you create this connection between you? So you won't talk between you, you'll just read from the book. How will the connection appear? On the one hand. And on the other hand, we have to walk forward according to a certain method. And at the end of the day, you have to agree to the method that the teacher suggests, and not what you think. Isn't that right? For example, we're talking about this for an hour, and two friends from Kramatorsk, they're always talking between them. Also good. Yeah, it's also good. But they missed everything, and I don't think that they heard what we're talking about. Actually, these friends are present in all the morning lessons. Yeah, they're always with us. Otherwise, I wouldn't call them out. A question from Petah Tikva. We have a question from here, from downstairs. Our guests from the Congress. What do we need to do in order to raise man for the friends as fast as possible? Don't wait for this moment. You can always feel that you're in the group, even if you're physically not there, and always think how to increase the connection with the friends. And that's it. How to increase the connection with the friends. Constantly, so that this desire would constantly grow in you, it will always shake you up. You'll feel that you have to do something between you until you start to feel yourselves, the network of connections between you and the friends is one. Actually, we're running out of time, so after the big congress, now everyone is looking forward after the big congress. What's your wish for everyone for this week? I wish for the following. We have another week while our friends are slowly, gradually leaving, and then we'll start our preparation for Pesach, for Passover. We already have information about this. Whoever can come visit us for Pesach, you can visit us, you're welcome to. We will study in the morning, maybe not 3 hours, but 4 hours in the morning throughout the week, and we'll study in the evening. So we'll have lessons twice a day. We'll have courses, workshops, all kinds of events, all kinds of evenings, meals, and so on. This is the week of the holiday of Pesach, or Passover. This is the holiday of the exit from Egypt, from the ego. It's, essentially, this is a convention. We're preparing for this. There's an incredible amount of materials about Pesach in Kabbalah, because it's the main thing. This is the departure point. Exit from the ego. Everything happens after the exit from Egypt, and then happens accordingly. What else can I say? Wish all of us a good week so that we can digest everything we went through, that it will settle in us, that we feel stronger connection between us and stronger disconnection between us. This will all grow exponentially, for and against, but I hope that the four will be stronger, and the left rejects and the right attracts, and in such a way we'll advance. We all depend on each other, and we have beautiful future in front of us. The closer we are together, the stronger we are, and the higher we ascend. Hello to Minsk, hello everyone, and goodbye. I'm hugging you all with love. Bye-bye.